amazing lady, Kate Bush. Really pleased to have you here, Kate.
Great.
Actually, when you perform a song, there's none of this sort of standing up in front of the mic and just belting it out. It really is quite a work of art. When you're writing songs, Kate, do you think always in the back of your mind, how is this going to look on a video?
Not always at the writing stage, and there is a lot of visual ideas, because when you're writing a song, you've got to think of the character who's singing the song, who often isn't yourself. And that character will be in a particular situation, either an unhappy one or in a certain room with a certain person. And I think all these things you actually mentally push yourself into to write the song so that you'll be closest to that atmosphere. And when you make a video, often you can't afford to visually do what you have in your mind. So often we'll slightly change it, make it a bit more abstract rather than go for the full thing.
I think David had a question.
How do you make your videos, Kate?
Well, it's quite a long process. It depends on the song. The song really dictates what you have to do with it. Some songs are very simple, and other songs almost become little epics, where you've got to section lots of things together. And if you're using other people in the video, then you have to get choreography for them and make sure that they look right and they do the right things. And it really is a lot of fun, actually. For me, it's almost like making a film, and I think of it as something very special.
Have you brought some storyboards along today?
Yes, I have. Something that I do for the videos just recently is, in order to let the people that are working on the video know, like the cameramen and all that, I draw these little pictures. I don't know if you can see.
Yes.
And the video starts off with an eye blinking in time to the music. It's very rough drawings. And the camera moves out, and as the camera moves out, you see a little baby boy on my lap. This is really sort of step by step, almost like a cartoon.
What other interests do you have apart from singing and dancing?
Well, in many ways, before all these things started happening for me, they were my interests. Like when I got home from school, I used to want to play the piano and that sort of thing. And I'm very lucky because my interests are actually my work. And in so many ways, any interest that I have can become a part of my work. A few months ago, I bought a pair of skates and just fancy learning how to roller skate. We're going to have a roller skating section in the video. I think in a way, that's the wonderful thing about art, like music, dancing, that sort of thing. Everything you do can then become your work. You know, like if you're cleaning up one night, you might suddenly realise what a great routine it would make with a broom. It's just keeping your mind open for all these things. It's really fun. Life becomes work.
What about your training, though, in the early days, Kate? Tell us about that.
Well, when I left school, I wanted to do something that would help my music. I didn't want to be sat around all day doing nothing, although I knew that I wanted to push myself into my music. And I thought one of the best things I could do would be to learn to dance, because they're very close arts. Music and dance are meant to go together. And I went to see an incredible performance by someone called Lindsay Kemp. And I suddenly realised that this was what I was looking for, this sort of movement combined with music. So I took some classes with him and then went on to the dance centre, which did exist, and took lessons with a wonderful lady called Robin Kovac and a lot of other teachers. And I've been going ever since, really, on and off.
One of my favourites is the man with the child in his eyes.
Yes, that probably was the simplest one we've ever done. Again, the song dictated it. It was a very intimate song about a young girl almost voicing her inner thoughts, not really to anyone, but rather to herself. And it just started off, I sat down on the floor in cross-leg, getting ready to work out some ideas to the routine with the music on. And my brother Jay came in and saw me sitting there and said, "Why don't you just keep it like that?"
Especially your hair during touring?
Well, on tour we had a lady who looked after all the costumes, because it wasn't just me that was wearing costumes. All the band had clothes, and the dancers and the magician, and she had to keep repairing them every night and getting them dry cleaned and And my hair, I really just tried... I had to have one perm before the tour, and that tried to hold it for the rest. It didn't do very well, but... Yeah.
You've brought some nice ones along with you today, then, haven't you?
Yes, I have. But the video that we're doing at the moment, there's some characters featuring at the background, so that's one. One of them's a dancer.
Stand in the corner.
That's really nice. The song's all about search for knowledge, so...
This is your new song.
Search for knowledge. It seemed like a good idea to have some figures that epitomise looking for knowledge. And... So this is a bull. Now what Pammy did here, this was originally a cow's mask, and it was a very pretty cow that was pink and had big eyelashes. And she managed to cut it down and completely change it. She put these horns on top of what was there and turned it into a bull. Oh, that's a weather bull.
I think I'll give that to Marie, shall we?
Okay.
What about your costume for this video,
Kate? Well, we tried to base it on a sort of ballerina's costume, because obviously I've got a lot of interest in dance still.
Right.
But also the flavour of the song, everyone kept commenting on how Spanish it was. And this was, in fact, one of the reasons for the ball imagery. Everyone felt it was very Spanish and ballroomy. So we tried to keep this looking like a ballet tutu, but at the same time... making the skirt slightly Spanish so that I'd be able to pick it up and wave it around. And Pammy based this on the ballet tutu. It's a lot of fun, actually. For me, it's almost like making the film, and I think of it as something very special.